Hello. Today is August 20th, believe it or not, 2022, and we have three cards. We have the Nine of Cups, the Page of Coins, and the Hanged Man. Shoshin. A beginner's mind in Zen Buddhism, a state that is not easy for us jaded old adults to maintain. We have a junior card, though, which is a good sign. Whatever age, it is Shoshin that keeps us young. The back-to-school card, in the form of the Page of Princess of Pentacles or Coins, is in the center today, and is an eager learner. The Suit of Coins is, of course, about money, and the pizza-sized gold coin being studied by the young page can be a payment of some kind, either making one or receiving one, or, as this card is followed by the Hanged Man in the upcoming position, payments are literally hung up or delayed, whether going out or coming in. This is your piece or your share of something, and you may need to work out installments or a payment schedule. Don't shoot the messenger, as they say. The page is only the messenger. The card of sacrifice, the Hanged Man, may suggest that should you yourself be a person that has everything you've ever wished for, as does the jolly host with the most of the Nine of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, you may consider supporting the education of a younger person. I've been up to my neck in sewing since finally finding my dream machine, the legendary Bernina 530-2 Record, digging out things I'd started years ago I knew someday I'd have time to finish, and it's been a blast. I'm amazed at my fabric stash. You know how it is if you sew. There is actually some good stuff here, and I want to be better at it. As I was trying to calculate some brain-scrambling seam engineering situation, head down, surrounded by piles of fabrics and mending jobs and half-finished clothes, my ghost app offered an opinion from the corner. Practice. Point taken. To be better and to be good at anything, to learn anything, it doesn't even matter what the Page of Coins is learning. The reality is anything you dedicate and apply yourself to doing every day, you will eventually master. So what is it that you'd love to be able to do? The Nine of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is the lord of material pleasure and certainly has everything he or she has ever wished for. This card can indicate 9 months, and the Ace of Coins being studied by the young Page of Coins could represent a birth, so that may be the case for someone, and needing to learn to take care of a baby, an enlightening experience from the point of view of the Hanged Man, who sees life from a whole other angle, or a new point of view, if you will. The Hangman is an inspiring card for aspiring artists, musicians, actors, photographers, dancers, and those gravity-defying super beings of the Cirque du Soleil. You too can join the circus. Practice. The sounds I strangled out of my new violin yesterday weren't nearly as satanic as they were last week. No offense to anybody. The Nine of Cups in the past, or what we're talking about position, we could say, is a well-fed, well-dressed, successful card, a party card we may be paying for now. The Lord of the Manor, in dressing gown and slippers, red-cheeked, plump and jovial, doesn't look like a health food fan. We need a new diet and exercise routine, which would be, of course, life-changing. The angled, calm position of the Hanged Man echoes the yoga position Sirasana, the headstand, which also has us seeing the world from a different angle, through meditation and solitude. You may have to learn to make some sacrifices. The smiling host of the Nine of Cups sits in front of a banquet table or a bar lined with 9 gold wine glasses. It's an extravagant card. Food, drink, success. We may be making donations, possibly to a youth group or some other worthy cause. Going with the flow. Now that takes practice.